This is ProBlogger.
G'day there, ProBlogger readers. This is Darren Rouse from ProBlogger, and I'd like to welcome you to episode 120 of the ProBlogger podcast, where today I want to talk about the characteristics and qualities of successful professional bloggers. This episode comes out of an observation I've been making lately, that lately over at ProBlogger, we've had a real surge in readers who want to know about how to start a blog. I would call these bloggers pre-bloggers instead of pro-bloggers. They're people who come to us asking questions about how to start a blog and even wondering if they should start a blog, wondering if a blog is the right thing for them. And so today I want to suggest to you 22 questions, which might sound a little overwhelming, but it's not. I'll race through them. 22 questions that you might like to ask yourself if you are considering starting a blog to work out whether you're the right kind of person for blogging. Now, these are not yes-no questions that you will determine whether you have success or not. These are 22 indicators, I guess, as to whether you might be suited to blogging. I actually think that today's episode is great for pre-bloggers, but it's also good for you if you are in the first year or so of your blogging as well, because these are things that you can work on. These are things that you can improve on to help you increase the chances of success with your blog as well. I'm going to summarize all of the 22 things that I've come up with, as well as some other suggestions for you from my readers over at today's show notes at problogger.com/podcast/120. Let's get into today's show.
Creating great content. Finding an audience. Building engagement. Monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
So as I said in my introduction, we've had a whole heap of people lately coming to ProBlogger who are in the early stages of their blog and even before starting their blog, asking questions about how to start. And as a result, we recently published a 5-step guide to starting a blog, which walks you through some of the technical aspects of setting up a blog, which I'm not going to get into today. Today, what I want to do is step back from that process of starting your blog and tackle an important question that really should come before you start your blog. Really, this question is more about, should you start a blog? Is the blog a good fit for you and your personality and who you are? Do you have what it takes to become a blogger? Or is there maybe another type of website that is better suited to you? I was recently asked a question by a ProBlogger reader at an event that I spoke at. And this particular person was about to start a blog. And he asked me, you know, whether I could list some common characteristics of successful bloggers. It was a question that I answered on the spot with, you know, 5 or 6 different things that I'd observed about professional bloggers, people who'd had success with their blogs, particularly building a business around their blogs. But as I went home, I realized in the car on the way home that there were a whole heap of other things that I could have said. And really, that's where this particular podcast episode comes from. These are things that I've noticed over the last 13 years that come up again and again in the type of people that I see being successful with blogs. Now, what I've done today is I've turned these qualities or characteristics of successful bloggers and I've turned them around a little and I've couched them in terms of questions to ask yourself about yourself and about your own qualities to see whether they're a fit with the things that I've come up with. Before I share the questions with you, I really want to emphasize though that if you don't have some of these qualities, it is not the end of your blogging dreams, because even as I look at the list right now, there are aspects of what I'm about to share with you that are not in me. These are qualities that some of which I do not possess. And I don't know of any blogger who probably has all of these things. This is therefore a very idealistic list of questions. And they're really there to help you as a potential blogger or as a new blogger to enter into blogging with your eyes open and making a good decision about whether blogs are right for you. And it's probably more about getting your expectations right as well. It's also worth noting that this is a list of qualities that I see in people who've built a successful business around their blog. It's not really talking about personal bloggers who've had success. These are people who have built a business around their blogs, who've generated income from their blogs. Some of them will also relate to personal bloggers, but really today's list is more focused on those of you wanting to start a blog as a business. So if that's your goal, then hopefully this is useful for you.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
So let's get into the 22 questions that I've got. And as I say, I'm going to whip through them fairly quickly. I haven't really ordered them in any logical order as well. These are just 22 random things that you might want to think about, some of which relate to each other. Okay, let's get into them. The first question you might want to ask yourself is, do you have a message? Do you have something that you want to say? You know, while there are many applications for blogs, underlying most of them is that there's some sort of a communication of a message that the blogger wants to do. So do you have something just bursting out of you that you really need to say? You know, when I started digital photography school, I guess my message was, you know, all these people have great cameras, and I'd noticed that a lot of people had great cameras, but they weren't using them to their full potential. And really, I guess my message was, you can get out of automatic mode. And that was really central to a lot of what I had to say. And very simply, that was my message. Now, your message will be different depending upon the topic of your blog. But really, I guess at the center of what you're on about as a blogger, most successful blogs do have some sort of a central message. It might relate to a passion that you have, or an interest, or a belief that you want to explore. But ultimately, I guess the question is, do you have something that you really need or want to communicate? That's the first question. Second question is, are you a good communicator? Now, I don't believe that only good communicators should have blogs, because if the answer to you is no, I'm not a good communicator, a blog may actually be perfect for you to help you and improve in those particular areas. But certainly it can be an advantage to have some communication skills. And when I started a blog, I wasn't a great writer, but I'd done a lot of public speaking. And so communication was something that I did have some experience with. And it was a bit of a passion of mine as well. So are you a good communicator is question number two. Number three, and this is important, are you willing to be in the public spotlight? Are you willing to be put yourself out there? You know, blogging is a public act. Every day or regularly, you are going to be putting yourself into the gaze of other people. Other people are going to be analyzing your words and the things that you speak about. They're going to be analyzing what you look like, what you do, what you say, how you say it. They'll be analyzing your lifestyle if you reveal some of that. Now, some people will want to know more about you. Many people will just make casual observations about you, but you're putting yourself out there. You may even get recognized in public. It's only happened to me a few times, particularly when I go to conferences, obviously, but sometimes walking down the street, I get people randomly walk up to me. And this is something that takes a little while to get used to, and some people simply do not want that to happen to them. Now, a few bloggers make it to celebrity status. I'm far from that, but all bloggers are putting themselves out there every time they post. And this is something I guess you need to consider when you are entering into blogging. You know, when you put something online, it's going to be there forever. You can delete your blog post, but really there will be remnants of it on the internet, many of them archived in sites like the Internet Archive. Are you willing to put yourself out there and have your thoughts out there forever? That's question number three. That sounds like a scary question, but it's one that you do need to consider. Now, I should say you can blog anonymously, but there are many instances where anonymous bloggers have later on been identified. So you do need to consider that as well. Okay, number four, again, is a little bit of a negative one in some ways, but I think it's worth considering. Are you thick-skinned? Are you thick-skinned? If you start a blog, the chances are it will be found by others. That's our hope, I guess. And the chances are that other people are going to make observations about you and are going to critique what you say. Now, sometimes those critiques are really positive and constructive, but we all know that the internet is not always a constructive and positive place. And sometimes you will be critiqued in a way that perhaps are not fair, and sometimes are attacking even. Now, my experience of this is that most of the critiques that I've had over the years have been fair, and they've been positive, and they've been constructive. I haven't had to worry about them at all. They've actually helped me in many cases when people have given me feedback. But there have been a handful of times where things have gotten personal and things have gotten nasty. And I guess it's worth knowing that that is a possibility. And to ask yourself, how do you take criticism? How do you take that type of critique? If you're someone who takes critique well, then that's a good thing. If it's not, then that may be one of those areas that you need to, I guess, enter into blogging, being aware of, and maybe even doing some work on. I do find over time, most bloggers do get thicker skin simply by the act of blogging, and maybe that's a benefit of blogging as well. But it's definitely a question you might want to ponder before you get into it. Question number five, are you a self-starter? Are you a self-starter? Starting a blog, just starting the blog is taking initiative. You are taking initiative by starting that blog, but that's not the only time you're going to need to start. That's not the only time you're going to need to create. That's not the only time you are going to need to take some initiative. You know, whilst blogging software these days makes it really simple to start a blog, they don't run themselves. You obviously need to continue to feed that software. You need to create content. You need to respond to readers when they come. You need to be proactively promoting your blog. You need to be building community with your readers. You need to be proactive about the way you monetize your blog if that's a goal for you. Successful bloggers don't tend to be passive people. They build, they experiment. They don't wait for success to come to them. They go chasing after success. Occasionally, opportunities land in our laps. And that I've seen happen a number of times. Occasionally, it's happened to me. But most of the times where I've built any kind of profit for my blog or when I've grown my blog's audience in any way, I've done something proactive. I had to build it myself. So if you're a self-starter, that's a great thing. And that's something that really will help you as you build your blog. If you're not, it may be something that you need to work on. Question number six is kind of tied into the last one that I talked about. The question is, are you disciplined? Now, I want to say right up front, when I started my blog, my first blog in 2002, if I had asked myself this question, I would have said no. I am probably the most undisciplined person I've ever met, particularly when I was, 30 or so when I started my blog. Blogs require regular attention over time. And I didn't know that when I started, but I very quickly realized that regularity was a big part of it and that they do take a lot of work. For me, discipline came later, and it came as a result of getting hooked on blogging and becoming passionate about blogging. And it came as a result of me seeing the results of my blog on other people as well. So discipline can come later, but certainly if you're a disciplined kind of person, then that's going to pay off for you as well. Will you be able to motivate yourself to create new content for your blog or podcast or whatever it is that you're creating on a regular basis? If the answer is no, then you're going to need to build something into place that's going to help you to stay on track and create content on a regular basis. Discipline is important. Sorry to say that for those of you who are like me, you're going to need to find some way of disciplining yourself and being accountable. And you may need to find some external accountability with another person or another group of people, or you may need to, I guess, find some internal accountability as well and find out how you motivate yourself in some way.
Creating great content and building your audience. This is Pro Blogger.
Question number seven is really important. Do you have time? Do you have time to blog? You know, linked to the last point that I said, you need to be regularly updating your blog. Obviously, you need time to be able to do that. Do you have enough time in your schedule to write regularly? This is another one of those questions that I'm glad I didn't ask in the early days because I was a very busy person. I was working 3 part-time jobs. I was studying in the evening. I was doing a whole heap of voluntary stuff as well. But I managed to find the time, and I'm glad that I did. But if you don't have much time on your hands, you need to think about where you're going to find that time to blog. And there's a whole heap of productivity tips that we could give you, and we've done regular shows in the past on productivity tips. But I guess I just want to put that question out there. Not only do you need to write content, you need to moderate your comments, you need to respond to emails that readers might send you, you might want to be reading other blogs in your niche and network with other bloggers, there's your design, there's SEO, there's monetization, all of these things take time. Now, it doesn't mean to say that you need to be a full-time blogger. Obviously, I didn't have a lot of time when I started out, but I found it and I became disciplined, and so these two things are linked together. The number eight question I will ask is again linked to this idea of time, and that is, do you have the energy for blogging? You may have the time, but you may not actually have the energy. I got an email just a few days ago now from a reader who said that he does have time to blog, but he gets home from his work at the end of a day where he's been creative and where he's been focused and where he's done technical things and when he's been bombarded with questions from other people. And he works all day in a really intense kind of environment. And so when he gets home, even though he has the time, he finds it very difficult to focus. And his questions are about how do I get myself energized again to start blogging? And so I guess this reveals a challenge that some bloggers have who perhaps have low energy levels because they're focusing their energy on other things, whether that be raising kids, which I know take a lot of energy, or whether it be a really intense job or some other aspect of life. You may have the time, but do you have the energy to be able to think creatively? And this is one of the things I'll talk about in a moment. You need to bring some creativity. You need to bring some focus. You need to bring, you know, some thought to blogging. And so do you have the energy to blog? Okay, question number 9 is not an essential, but it certainly will help. Do you have any technical ability? Now, if this was a requirement for being a successful full-time blogger, then I would never have gotten far at all. Many of you have heard my story before. It took me 3 months to work out how to make text bold on my first blog. I was the most technological Luddite that you'll ever meet. But it is certainly an advantage to have some technical ability or the willingness to learn and to work on a technical level. Now, obviously, when you are blogging, you will be using a computer or an iPad or some other device that gets you online, and you will need to be working in the back end of a blogging platform like WordPress. You will be needing to use other tools, maybe some photo editing tools or maybe some social media tools. And so obviously all of these things, as user-friendly as many of these tools are today, the more you are able to grasp technical language and tools, the better off you will be. Now, you don't need to know it all. You will need, though, to be able to learn some of these things or to find someone to help you. And that could cost you some money as well. So don't feel you need to know everything, but certainly one of the things that will be an advantage to you is to have some kind of technical ability or at least some willingness to learn or some technical intuition. A lot of people just seem to know how to find their way around the tools, even without really understanding them. So there's some intuitive type stuff going on there. Question number 10, we're almost halfway now, is do you have a blend of humility and ego? Now, this is kind of a weird one. I wasn't quite sure how to word it, but I think a lot of the successful bloggers that I've met have this kind of this, they're able to walk the line between humility and ego. Now, certainly in the blogosphere, I'm sure there's plenty of big-headedness around, and yet it's often the more humble blogger who ends up on top. Many of the look at me kind of bloggers that I've come across over the years have not lasted the distance. And I suspect it's, well, maybe it's for a couple of reasons. One, maybe because people didn't look at them initially, they gave up, and because they needed that look at me thing. So maybe they gave up, but maybe it's also because that approach doesn't tend to go down too well. I know here in Australia, it particularly doesn't go down too well. Maybe that's a partly a cultural thing. But having said that, you need to have some humility about what you're doing, I think you also need to have a healthy ego and a good view of your own self-worth as a person as well, because there are times where you need to be self-promotional when it comes to blogging. And this is kind of a bit of a tension that I know many people feel. I know many of my friends say, I couldn't blog because I don't want to put myself out there. I don't want to promote myself. I don't want to make, you know, people look at what I'm doing, because that seems a bit big-headed. But you do need to be able to put yourself out there. So I guess it's a balancing act. You need to spend some time building something of substance, but you also need to be able to get out there once that thing is built and have the confidence to promote it and to show people what you can do. Getting that balance right is not always easy. And, you know, there have been times where I've probably gone one way or the other too much, but it's something that you need to be able to juggle and work on. So, and perhaps it's more just about being aware of where your weakness is. You know, some people have no problem in self-promoting. Maybe they need to just be aware of that and pull themselves back, whereas other people perhaps have trouble self-promoting and need to force themselves to do that a little bit more. So, are you willing to walk that line? I guess is perhaps a different way of asking that question. Okay, question number 11 is, are you an organized person? And this really, I guess, touches on some of that discipline that I was talking about before. But I think there's a little bit more to it than just being disciplined. Now, I'm sure there are plenty of bloggers listening to this right now who have built some success in a fairly chaotic and unorganized way, but there does come a point in most serious bloggers' lives where they have to at least get a little bit organized with what they're doing. Most successful bloggers that I've come across end up having some kind of a systems in place for things like moderating comments, incoming emails, monetization systems, editorial calendars, these types of things. Now, there's a whole spectrum, obviously, of how bloggers, how organized they are. And I'm certainly not someone who's on the more organized end of the spectrum, and I've managed to still muddle my way through it. But for me, it's been really helpful over the last 2 or 3 years to begin to build some systems and to be able to put team members in place to help with that. That may not be something you can afford to do right up front, but be aware of your weakness if that's one of your areas. And whatever you can do, try and build some little systems. And one of the things I found really helpful in the early days was to build some little checklists and to build some little workflows, which were based just upon what I was already doing. But actually, by formalizing those things, it put me in a great position to, I guess, get a little bit more efficient with the way that I spent my time. So are you an organized person?
How to build and monetize your blog. This is Pro Blogger.
Okay, number 12. We're over halfway now. Are you a social person? Are you a people person? Now, again, this is not an essential, but there are certainly some advantages if you like people and if you like your readers. You know, great blogs obviously need to attract people to them. And so if you're someone who it shines through in the content that you create, that you actually do like your readers and that you are willing to engage with them and that you want to help them in some way, then that's a great thing. And I do find that a lot of the most successful bloggers, whilst many are introverts and many of them are shy, most of them have a genuine love for their readers and are interested in changing the lives of those who read their blog in some way. So are you that type of person? Do you like people? Do you like helping people? Do you like taking them on a journey? This is going to shine through in the way that you create your content. Now, I do know, even as I'm thinking about this, of some bloggers who are not people persons at all, but they have a different style of blogging and their blogs are perhaps a little bit more technical, a little less relational, but they still can work. But I think they work from, I guess, the style that they have and the personality that they have. And they don't pretend to be warm and gushy just to try and connect with their readers. They're just who they are. So I guess it's partly about understanding your personality type. But if you are more of a warm, social, people person type person, that can certainly help you to grow a community around your blog. Question number 13 is tied to that last one. The question is, do you enjoy virtual relationships? Now, some of those most social people, they're really warm in person when they meet people. They can be really terrible when it comes to online interactions. And it may actually be because that they are so good in person that they struggle online where they can't see the face of the person that they're talking to. Some of the people who really struggle with virtual relationships, they're much better face-to-face than via email or in a comments thread or in a forum or on social media. Being comfortable with speaking to and working with people that you've never met before, that can be a real advantage if you're a blogger. This is something that I just really enjoyed early on. The first experience I had online was in internet chat rooms, and I just found myself very comfortable for some reason in that environment where I didn't actually have to see the other person and where it wasn't reliant on my body language and perhaps where I could have a little more time to think about what I was going to say before I said it. So if that's you, if you're really good, if you're better virtually than you are in person, then that could be an advantage that you have as well. I guess some of us are perhaps what I might call virtually intuitive. Now, of course, those of us who are a little bit better in the virtual probably have some other areas that we need to work on when it comes to in-face, person-to-person communication. That's something I'm really aware of. So we've got our own issues to deal with there. But if you are virtually comfortable with people, then that could be an advantage for you as a blogger. Okay, question number 14 is a quick one. Are you willing to learn? Are you willing to gather information? Are you willing to expand your knowledge, particularly of blogging? You know, I look back on my own 13 and a half years now of blogging. Those first 2 years were a really steep learning curve as I got to understand the tools and, you know, learned how to make text bold on my blog and learned how to promote myself and these types of things. So are you willing to learn? Because it's going to be a steep learning curve when you just start out. And also, I guess this also relates to the topic that you're going to talk about as well. Most industries change over time. I look back to when I started ProBlogger in 2004. Blogging looks completely different now. I've had to learn a lot about blogging. I've had to learn a lot about the topics that I'm talking about so that I can be better as a blogger and so that I don't just have to say the same things over and over again. So are you willing to learn on that front too? Question number 15, are you a creative person? Are you creative? Now, once again, this isn't a must. It's just an advantage that you might have. You know, the web is a place where creativity really stands out. If you're able to do something in a more creative way than other people, then that's going to be attractive to people. They're going to share that type of thing. So creativity can really come out, and this comes through in the content, your design, all of these different aspects of blogging. So are you a creative, imaginative type person? Question number 16, do you have stickability? Or perhaps another way of asking this, are you a patient person? Now, I am not the most patient person, I have to say. And maybe in some ways that's a bit of an advantage because it pushes me to keep working harder and harder and harder. But the reality is that very rarely do blogs hit it big overnight. They're usually a bit of a slow burn. You need to take a long-term approach with your blogging. Most blogs are never really as successful as their owners would like to be. And even the ones who get the most successful still takes years to build that. So you are going to need to take a long-term approach with your blogging. Are you willing to go through perhaps years where your blog doesn't really take off and then it hits its tipping point? Patience is a real virtue when it comes to blogging.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
Question number 17, are you consistent? One of the most common reasons that I see bloggers getting into trouble with their readers is that they change the way that they blog midstream time and time again. You know, now your blog should evolve. It needs to pivot over time as you see how your readers are responding to what you do. But if from week to week your blog is completely different, you're continually changing your design, you're changing the type of content that you produce, you're changing the topic of your blog, you're changing the name of your blog, constantly changing it in big ways, then that's going to start to annoy your readers. Your blog does need to change. It needs to evolve. It needs to pivot over time. But generally, those changes that we make are far between, or they're small little tweaks rather than big changes all of the time. It's, again, one of those balancing things. You need to be able to evolve. You need to grow your blog, change your blog. But don't be someone who is inconsistent with what you're producing for your readers, because your readers will get frustrated with that over time. Okay, question number 18, do you take yourself too seriously? One of the characteristics I think that bloggers should have is a sense of humor, particularly when it comes to looking at themselves. Now, I'm sure a lot of successful bloggers do take themselves very seriously, but most successful bloggers that I've come across have the ability to laugh at themselves. The reality is you're going to make mistakes. You're probably going to make a fool of yourself at some point with your blog. You're going to do something in public which is embarrassing. And how you deal with those failures, those mistakes, those foolish moments is really important. Being able to laugh at yourself, yes, be disappointed, but you know, laugh at yourself. Don't take yourself too seriously. A mistake on your blog isn't the end of the world. You need to be able to pick up yourself, have a laugh, dust yourself off, maybe you know, be a bit self-depreciating in the way that you kind of talk about it, and then move on. You need to get on with life. Don't take yourself too seriously. This is something I struggle with, to be honest, because I do take myself seriously, and sometimes I do need to take a step back from those moments and just laugh at myself and laugh at the situation that I'm in. Number 19, are you honest? Are you transparent? Now, this is a tough one, and I've seen many bloggers who have been quite successful completely fall over and end up disappearing from the internet because they got found out not being honest and not being transparent. Now, in real life, perhaps you can go through your life being a little bit two-faced or keeping secrets, but the blogosphere has a culture of people keeping their eye on each other and digging where you don't always want them to dig. I think most people are pretty honest and transparent, but occasionally I've seen people get into real trouble in this particular area. And I can think in the Australian blogosphere over the last couple of years where bloggers have gone down in just hails of critique and hatred towards them because they did things that were not honest, they did things that were not transparent. You need to disclose conflicts of interest. You need to be honest about who you are, what you know, what's in it for you, and treat people with respect in that way. And I don't really want to say this one, but the reality is that there have been a handful of times over the last 13 or so years where I've seen people do the dodgy kind of stuff and really pay the consequences of that. So are you honest? Are you transparent? Question number 20, and we've got three more to go here, so you've done well to last this long. Are you willing to step outside of your comfort zone? Are you going to step out of that comfort zone? You know, you will have seen in the last 19 points that I've made, there are times where you have to put yourself out there. You need to be open for critique. You need to be willing to learn. A lot of those things take stepping outside of your comfort zone. You know, bloggers often need to be the type of person who is going to be willing to do that. You know, of course, this is not just something that is true for bloggers in most areas of life. If you're not willing to step out of your comfort zone, you're probably unwilling to step into new opportunities and good things that might happen to you. So are you willing to do that? Question number 21. And I almost didn't put this one in there, even though I do strongly believe in it. The question is, do you have passion? You know, as I said, I almost didn't include this one because sometimes passion, I think, gets emphasized. You know, you hear people say, just do what you're passionate about. And I think there's some truth in that. But I also think that there's more to it than just passion. I think passion can be an important thing in blogging in a couple of ways, but both are not always present. Firstly, passion for your topic. You know, many blogs start because the blogger is just passionate about their topic. And I'm sure many of you who are listening to this, thinking about starting a blog, the reason you want to start that blog is because you're obsessed with that topic. You love talking about it and you love helping people around that particular topic. You're the type of person who can barely hold in what you've got inside of you because you're so passionate about it. You know, the advice, do what you're passionate about, is great if you have a passion for something. And it will help your blog as well. If that's you, then that's fantastic. It's an advantage that you've got. Because when you're passionate about your topic, it's going to shine through in the way that you blog. And that's going to be contagious for your readers. We all know of people who just sound so excited about their topic. And you can't help but get excited when they talk about it. So that's great. If that's you, then that's fantastic. But here's the thing about passion, and as I've talked to many entrepreneurs over the years, not everyone has a passion. Not everyone has one. Or many people have a passion that's just not realistic for them to follow. You know, when I was growing up, I wanted to be Superman. I was passionate about that. That's not really that realistic. And many people have those sorts of passions, which is not really realistic for them to be in rodeos or for them to play in the Super Bowl or those types of things. So not everyone has one that's realistic. And some people just don't have a passion. Not everyone has a thing inside them that they're just passionate about in the sense that they can think of nothing else about it or that it is their calling. But here's what I would say about passion that I think is applicable for people who don't have a passion or who don't have a realistic passion. And that is that you may not have a single passion, but you can approach what you do with passion. And this, I think, needs to be brought on when you are blogging. You know, when you are blogging, you can serve your readers with a passion. You can be passionate about your readers. You can dedicate yourself to being useful with a passion. You can dedicate yourself to learning about your field with a passion. You may not be always able to do what you're passionate about, but you can be passionate about what you do. And so I would encourage you to blog with passion. Do you have passion? I guess is the 21st question that I want to ask you. The last one I want to just briefly touch on is, and you probably picked this one up already, Are you willing to work hard? The level that you will need to work on a blog will be really dependent upon the goals that you have for your blog. But if your goals are to be to build a business, to build an income stream, to have a large audience, you are going to need to work hard. You are going to need to be disciplined. You are going to need to be organized. You are going to need to have some passion. You are going to need to find the time. All of these things that I've just talked about, this is work. Blogging for an income is not a passive thing. There are other things that you perhaps could do that would be a little bit more passive. I'm not really sure how many are completely passive, though, to be honest. But if you want to build a business around your blog, you are going to need to work, and not just for a short period of time, in an ongoing way. And this, of course, is true in the case of most things in life. It's not just about blogging, but particularly with blogging, it's something that you're going to need to work on.
This is Pro Blogger.
Okay, I've just gone through 22 questions, and that was a lot of questions, I'm sorry. And I'm going to summarize them all over on the show notes. But what I want to say before I finish is that if you have gone through this list and you have answered no to any of these questions, then you are not alone. Even as I'm going through this list, you will have heard me say this is not a strength of mine. When I started blogging, particularly, I reckon almost half of the things I've talked about, I would have said no to. I wasn't disciplined. I didn't have the time. I wasn't thick-skinned. I had no technological ability. Ego, I struggle with that kind of humility-ego balance. I wasn't organized. All of these things that I talked about were struggles for me, and some of them still are today. But I still did it. And I guess I share the list today not to help you to determine whether you should or shouldn't blog, or maybe I have for you, but more so to give you some areas to work on and to be aware of as you go into blogging. As I look at that list, some of those things have changed for me. You know, for example, being not very technical or having no ability when it comes to the technicalities, that's something that I've grown in. I've learned about. I've surrounded myself with people who do know, who have taught me, and also some that I have outsourced. And so there are some ways that you can tackle some of these weaknesses that you might have and some of these things that you lack by either putting other people around you or by learning. Some of these things come with time as well. You know, for example, you know, passion. You may not have a passion for the topic that you start your blog on, but because your blog changes people's lives and because you write about it and learn about it, you may actually find that passion comes for a particular topic as well. So if you've said no to some of these things, don't despair. Some of those no's may become yeses as it answers over time. And some of those may never change. Some of those things may never come. You may never be a technical person, but there are ways to overcome some of those things as well. The reality is that there are many people out there who've started highly successful blogs who would have said no to a lot of those things that perhaps are not suited to blogging, but still did it anyway. And so I don't want you to get despondent about this list. The last thing I'll say is I asked my Facebook followers over at facebook.com/problogger the same question. I asked my followers there to name three things that they saw in successful bloggers, characteristics and qualities. When I asked the question, I said, you know, I'll use some of your responses in this podcast and post some of them on the show notes. I had no idea how many responses I was going to get when I asked that question. And so what I'm going to do today is take some of those answers, that some of which are very similar to what I've just gone through and some of which are quite different. And I'm going to post some of those into the show notes today to give you some other perspectives on it as well. And there's been some great responses. And I'm also going to link to that the place that I asked that question over on Facebook as well, so you can see all of the rest. Even as I've been recording this podcast, I'm seeing more responses come in as notifications. So there is some really good stuff there. And if you've got anything you would add to it, you can either leave that on that Facebook discussion. Don't forget to like the Facebook page as well, or you can leave a comment on today's show notes at problogger.com/podcast/120. I'm very aware that there are a whole heap of other things that could be added to this list of 22 characteristics or qualities of successful bloggers, and I would love to hear what you've got to say on that topic as well. Thanks so much for listening. Appreciate that. And thanks for the continued emails that so many of you send me. I'm amazed by the way that this podcast is helping people. I love hearing the stories of where you listen to it. So many of you listen to it in cars with your children. I had someone email me this week thanking me for not having any swearing or cursing in my podcast because you listen to it with your kids. That's fantastic. I never even really considered that. I'm just not someone who tends to do that. But I love the fact that the knowledge that we're exploring in these podcasts is going beyond the people I've got in my mind, but that there's this whole other generation of people listening and consuming this information as well. So if you're a kid listening to this right now, special hi to you from Melbourne, Australia. I've got three boys myself. They're 4, 7, and 9. They're all about to turn, have their birthday in the next 3 weeks. In fact, by the time this podcast comes out, we'll be in the middle of birthday season at our house. So we've got Lego going crazy in our house right now. So they all say hi from Melbourne, Australia. And I love the fact that you little ones are listening to this as well. So let me know. Send me an email, darren@problogger.net. Tell me where you listen to it, who's listening alongside you, and any stories that you've got of how this podcast is impacting you. They certainly energize me every day. Love the fact that there's so many people listening and really appreciate that. Again, today's show notes at problogger.com/podcast/120. Blog on.
You've been listening to Pro Blogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at Pro Blogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger or search Pro Blogger on iTunes.
This episode of the Pro Blogger podcast was edited by the team at Podcast Motor, who offer a great range of services, including helping you to set up and launch your podcast, as well as ongoing editing and production of the podcast that you produce. You can check them out at podcastmotor.com.